Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, this is Man Baggage. It's the space, the safe space, where I get people together, drill into their heads and try to work out. Well, I started by trying to examine the cogs of men's brains. How do men's brains work? Do they work differently to women's brains? And the answer seems to be yes. We get more questions than we get answers. And they're about Terry, Gary and Dave and all the people in the corner of the room, the granddad, the uncle, the 16-year-old son, men's communication skills or lack of, what drives men, what doesn't drive men. They're fascinating, fathomless caves that we keep sticking our heads into and getting them bitten off by Twitter, where everyone's so triggered. It's like a fucking rifle shop with butterfingers. That's how much triggering we get up to. And today, I'm joined, I don't even know how to describe Gemma Bird, definitely best-selling author, definitely influencer, definitely good at saving money, mates with a lot of people at ITV, so arch enemy, because I'm doing a bit of daytime Channel 4 at the moment, cancelled. Gemma Bird, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Yep, I'm great. So how would you describe yourself? Because you, obviously your videos are incredibly popular. I mean, I just to refresh myself on your feed, I just switched one on and you just changed my life in 10 seconds about just buying spices in bags rather than little tubs. I didn't realise how much more expensive it was to go to the shop and buy the little Schwartz-like tubs of spices.
Yeah, yeah.
And you buy the bags. Just changing lives every day, saving money. And that's what it's about when like one unit of gas costs a Bentley. So would you describe yourself as an author or an influencer?
I don't know. I might use both down the score when I sound more important. I would just describe myself as Gemma, that's really good at saving money. And yeah, like money mum. So like, but it doesn't, I'm not just for mums, I'm for everybody. I'm just really passionate about social media and changing the perception of, you know, not everybody in the world's loaded. And I think like when I started it, I went on there and it was always like, oh God, they've got this, they've got that. And I just thought, you know what, I want to do something different on there. I want to shout about it's 2-for-1 here. And you know what, I can't afford to do that. And this celebrity might have that and this influencer might have that. But it was about showing also normality in everyday life. Because yes, we all can look at people and think they've done well, but there's always someone that's done better and there's always someone that's worse off than us. So I just wanted to find that blend really.
I sort of do it in reverse. I just go and look at people who are doing shitter than me and then I feel better straight away. That's another
way. That's a way to do it, yeah.
Right, from one bird to another, my wife, Lindsay Kane, will be joining us today.
Hello.
To interrogate...
Keeping him in line.
Lindsay, today we're discussing grit. Not the stuff you sling on the driveway when it's icy, but definitely related to that grit. We're talking about courage and determination despite difficulty. And I just thought... As a professional Gemma, as you've described yourself, this is well up your street, professional money-saving Gemma from down the school. So courage and determination despite difficulty. The first question, as always, Gemma, is horrible and impossible to answer. But in your opinion, and we're only asking for your universe, so that's your brothers, dads, uncles, mates, whatever, do you think women have more grit and determination than men?
I would say, from what I've witnessed in my life, definitely. I think men bottle things up. They don't really talk about their emotions as much as women. And I think behind every good man is a strong woman. And I hate to say that, but I do find that women can sort of give men a boost. Not all men. Obviously, some men are naturally, you know, get up and go get them. But I do feel that, like, I don't know, I feel men and women are wired differently, definitely. Like, we think differently, we act differently, we act on emotion, whereas men don't. They're just more like black and white, even when it's down to like dating and things like that. They're just like, is she fit? Whereas women are like, how tall is he? What car does he drive? What does he work? Does he want kids? Has he got a dog? Or what's the colour of his shoes? Do you know what I mean? Like, so I just think we do just naturally think differently. Yeah. It's in our bodies and in our makeups. And I would say that from what I've experienced, then I would say, yeah, women do. Probably all the men out now are going to throw eggs at me, but I'm behind a screen, so it's fine.
As long as they've got them on a 2-for-1 deal, Jim, you'll be well on board with that. The mixed size egg is a bargain.
Don't be wasting them now.
No, exactly.
So, Linz, what do you think about that? Hearing that, I mean, I've just been making a series of for Sky called Evil Genius, and one of the people we were talking about is Albert Einstein, and it turns out that Albert Einstein was coming up with all these clever ideas about relativity and time and space, but back at home, his wife was the one doing the maths and the graft and the grit to prove the theories to have them published. So he appeared in the newspaper, E=mc², and my tongue's poking out, I'm a wire-haired genius. But the pages and pages and months of maths was done by his missus, who gets no recognition in history whatsoever. She didn't even get a degree. She was denied a degree because she dared to have ovaries. But, Linz, what do you think of this?
I think it's probably perceived as a masculine trait, but I think probably women are better at it because of the having to multitask and do all these different things. I'm not saying men don't, but I think women are slightly better at it and trying to bring everything together.
I feel like some shit's going to get worked out today. Yeah. Lindsay sent me a funny thing the other day, saying men can't even go to the shops without calling about 100 times.
Yeah, I shared a meme about, you know, like you say to your fella, like, oh, can you go to the shop and get X? And they don't have X, so they'll like ring about a million times kicking off. Like, you know, I've tried to go to the shop for you and you've not told me specifically what I need to buy. Whereas a woman would go, oh, right, they don't have pork, so I'll just buy some beef. And like a woman will just sort of just be proactive in other ways and think, oh, they haven't got an apple, so I'll get a pear. Whereas I don't think, I don't know whether it's just you, Russell, but I think men generally, loads of people actually know.
It's just you, Russell.
Loads of women, loads of women actually message me going, oh my God, I feel seen. That is my husband. That's exactly what happened. So it's obviously a thing where women are more proactive in that situation.
Do you think you have grit?
Yeah, I would say so. I've definitely got better as I've gotten older and I'm more confident, but I've always been determined. I mean, you can see it in our 7-year-old. She's a weird mix of me and obviously Russell, it's our child. But
she's literally 50-50.
So Russell said to the other day, oh, Minna, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. And she went, we're obviously not asking the right person. Find the person that's going to say yes. And I'm like, she does listen to me. So like she's 7, so it is drip feeding in, but she has got like an attitude of an adult and the confidence of Russell as well. So,
Gemma, do you feel like grit, like since this cost of living crisis and the gas and electricity and every fucking interest rates going up, if you've dared to get on the housing ladder, good luck. You're about to get shat on from a great height for the next 2 years. Do you think grit is becoming more important as the cost of living skyrockets?
I do, but also I feel that it's easier said than done, isn't it? Because like you can only do so much when it comes to money, like cutting back, making savings, downsizing, you know, how much can you do before that starts affecting people's mental health? And then I feel like they'd lose that side of them and they maybe would lose that drive and that passion because they'd fall into that spell of, you know, can't put food on the table. What am I going to do? Is, as you say, how am I going to pay my mortgage? You know, interest rates have gone up. We're talking like crazy amounts.
Doubling.
So when everybody's coming off that, it's just going to be crazy. So I think it's quite hard to sort of keep that momentum going. And, you know, if people are and they're keeping their spirits high and they're keeping pushing and going forward, then fair play to them, you know, because it's not easy, I don't think, at the minute.
But not just going forward with like your economics and your finances at home. I mean, if you're in the process of starting a business now, the thing that might make you be able to meet your bills is the point I'm making. I'm not saying like cut back till you've got nothing left. But if me and you are starting a business, it's even more important now, even after the 100th knockback and the 100th product that doesn't sell or the 100th time you set up your stand and you break even. Isn't it more important than ever to try that 101st time? And isn't that the difference between someone who makes a successful business or venture and someone that doesn't?
Absolutely. Like, you've got to keep going with anything. Like, I even say, like, loads of people say to me, even if they're doing my job, they want to do something online. And I say, just keep going even when no one's watching. And what I mean by that is, like, not everything you do is going to fly, like, whether it's a video on Instagram, whether that's something, a product you're making, but just keep going. If you believe in it, eventually something hopefully along the lines will stick. Do you know what I mean? Well, and I always think, like, just put absolutely everything you can into it. And then eventually, if one day you do walk away, if as long as you can look back and go, you know what, I tried absolutely everything to make that work, then amazing. Like, that's what I always do. I just try. And I think, like, resilience, like, I just don't stop. I'm like, no, I know it's not done well. I'm going to go again, and I'm going to go again, and I'm going to go again, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And that's what I've done really with everything I've ever done in my life. I've tried my hardest to succeed at it. It may not have worked, but at least I can look back and learn from my mistakes and things like that.
Linz, you said something interesting, like you think you're better at determination and grit now than you were. Do you think it's something that can be learned? Right, because you know, you already see it with kids, Minna's age, younger, with the 3 and 4 year olds, ones that will give up building the building blocks quicker than the other one, who will stick at it in silence. There's an inborn trait to persevering through difficulty, isn't there, to a certain extent? And how much can you tweak it?
I think patience, I don't know whether it's a nature nurture thing. I know, like, Russell had a piece of jewellery that was all tangled, and I spent ages, like, detangling it, and I love detangling jewellery, and I've always had the patience from a young age to just sit there and do it, and whereas Russell's the opposite, he'd rather, like, just throw it away or give it to charity, you know, instead of, like, going through it. And Minna's the same, like, she's got no patience.
I wouldn't, like, throw gold in the bin.
No, I don't mean, like, you know, like, play jewellery or, like,
this Rolex is stopped fucking recycling.
No, like, a wire or something. But I think you're obviously born with it. I don't know whether that's a nature-nurture thing, whether you can teach more patience. I actually think you can.
Well, you're saying that you can. If you've got more determination than you have, then it's your implication is it's something you can at least train, like a muscle.
Yeah, I definitely think you can. It's always on this personal self-development, you know, journey. And I think that you can change different things. If you don't like something about yourself, go and learn how to change it. I know I've definitely over the years changed certain elements of myself that I don't like.
I think if you want to as well, like...
That's what it comes down to.
I want to succeed. I've wanted to save money, for example, like... I wanted to, like, even crazy, like, find a husband, like, when I was, like, 30. Yeah. So do you know what I mean? I think, like, and I went on 28 dates to do that. Like, it is crazy, but, like, I'm really determined. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think if you really, really, really want something, then go for it, you know? Like, you can sit around and go, oh, you know, I really want to do that job. I really want to do this. But it's, are you making any action to get there? No, you might not become, like, a radio DJ or whatever it is. Yeah. But if you've gone, like, well, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, I've met this person and I've tried and you've done everything within your power, then you can't do anymore, as I said before. But there is a definite, with anyone that's determined to do something, like, even from the age of 7, I know I've been so determined. Like, I don't take no for an answer. Like, I'm like, no, what is that? I'll just keep going and keep going.
It's a nightmare as a child, but then when the adults, it'll be great.
So my mum used to say, you're a nightmare child, but you'll be a successful adult.
Grown into your personality. Was it the 28th one that nailed it then, or did you go back and think, actually, number 23, the shoes were right. He was 6 foot. He has got a good job.
28. So instead of, you know, 28 days later, I called it 28 days later because I met you on day 28.
That's a good book. 28 dates later.
28 dates later. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So did you just start posting content and then it just like caught fire? Is that how you came about? Because I wanted to ask you this.
Yeah, so basically we talked about determination. So I've always been like on a low income, but I'm really good at saving money. And I went into Costa Coffee and I was picking up receipts in there. And my friend said to me, why are you doing that? And I said, well, if someone hasn't got a Costa card and added their points, I add them to mine and say, well, sorry, I forgot to add my receipt last time. You're not meant to do this, by the way, FYI. And then I would get free cups of coffee. And I said, oh, you know, I'm on a low income. I've always been like this. And then she said, oh, I'm an influencer and I earn X a year. And I thought, I'm sorry. And so I walked through the door. This is me all over. And I went to Adam. Adam's my husband. I went, right, I'm going to start a blog online, but I'm not going to do like any of the other girls do. I'm going to do it, our family and saving money, and I'm going to do money tips. And I just literally started from there, but I was really determined to make it work and make it grow. So every single solitary day I was at, and I still am now. Sometimes I'm up till 1, 2 in the morning, writing down ideas, looking at podcasts, looking at doing TV. And then as it's grown, I was like, right, I want to do a book. I want to do TV. And I've just sort of had a list of things I've wanted to do and I've just sort of been ticking them off and, again, going for them and going for them and going for them. Like, it's just things I wanted to do and I just haven't stopped, really. Like, it was always like once I'd hit 10,000 followers, I wanted to hit 20,000 followers, I wanted to hit 30,000 followers. I just went for it. Again, it's because it's something I wanted to do because I thought I totally believe in saving money. I like being in front of the camera and performing. So it's kind of like doing two things in one. And if I can, first of all, I thought just getting a few free day trips out, you know, like bloggers get invited and they go, bring your kid to the farm. And I thought that cost me a fortune. So if I can go there, blog that, do money tips around that area, for example, and my kids get a free day out, then that's saving me money. And that's how it sort of started. I never realised it was going to go to like this level, but obviously now it has. Again, I suppose it's the drive in me, like I just want to do more and more and more and more. And
you're inspiring to listen to, Gemma. Have you got any tips for someone that might be listening to you and be like, oh, fucking hell, I just can't be art. Like, to kickstart that engine. So, and we're not talking about people that have got any clinical issues. We all know someone that's like, oh, I was going to start a business, but then, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm so busy and I...
Just go for it. Like, it sounds really like easier said than done, but especially if it's something like online and it's free to set up, you've literally got nothing to lose other than your time. Yes, you are going to have to put a couple of hours in the evening when your children are in bed, and I had a business online, so I was doing it at like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Sometimes I was doing it till 1 in the morning and then posting it the next day, but I just wanted it and I just thought it's a moment in time to get me where I want to be. And I think at the moment as well, like, where I'm so passionate about certain things, like I really want to get it like taught in schools, money, like so badly, like it's absolutely ridiculous. We're not teaching our kids about money and debt in school. They're so rich at 17, 18 when they're living at home with mum and dad, and they're earning 1,500 a month. They could be putting away £1,000 a month then if they're just paying a little bit of housekeeping. We could like change the way young people think if we just had this in school. So now it's sort of grown. I just want to like do more and work with more people. And obviously it's having a voice is great. And when you're starting, that's the hard thing. It's then meeting the people that can get you on certain things and to do things. And I'm still growing. I'm not at that level. Do you see what I mean? So even for me, but for anyone that wants to start something, just start it. Like if it goes wrong, least you have tried. But when you start it, go for it 1,000%. Like live and breathe it.
Do you think though, Linz, it's a bit of a skill in knowing when to stop? Because not everything's going to be successful. You might not become like radio DJ or whatever. If you're too determined, Linz, and we all know people the other way, where they're like, I'm right, what I'm doing is right, it's going to be a success. Or they take it to the nth degree and end up worse off because they didn't read when it was time to stop. What about people that have too much grit, that are so determined that once they're going down that road, they can't stop?
Well, you have to pivot, don't you? So if something's not right and you've got to take on people's feedback and constructive criticism, and if you don't, you never... I truly believe if you don't listen to those comments, you won't grow. You know, at least if you're listening to people, you're doing something, you're listening to people. The right people, by the way. I'm not talking about trolls and nasty people on websites. And I don't mean that, like, fuck them. Like, they've got nothing in their lives. That's why they're spending all the time online. I mean, like, people around you, so who've maybe done something that you want to do that says, well, maybe if you thought about this. And I think it's consistency as well. I think what you've just said there, like, about posting and stuff like that, it's so true. I think you'll probably get people looking at you going, oh, you're really lucky. And it's like, no, I've been consistent putting things out all the time. And I think that's one of the major things. It's boring consistency to get to where you want to be, but you also have to be able to pivot.
I think it's quite important to surround yourself with a few no people. It's helpful, yeah, isn't it, to have a little good negative feedback, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I've got friends and I will say to them, like, rip that apart. What's wrong with that content? Like, what could I do better? And I've really, every time I get the feedback, I try and change it. It's very important. You're right. And it's also knowing about contentment as well. And I think it's not even knowing when to stop. Like, when you get somewhere and you are maybe doing so well, it's hard to, like, step outside of that and go, do you know what? I'm doing really well now. I'm content in what I'm doing. Because I think it's human nature to want more and more and more and more. So it's knowing when to stop. And when you are doing something and you are enjoying it, like at the minute, I keep saying to myself, enjoy every moment at this. Like, if someone had said to me like a year ago, I'm going to be with you two on this podcast, I'd have been like, don't be so stupid. They're not going to speak to me. So it's like, it's about appreciating the moment and living in that moment and trying to just enjoy it and being like, do you know what? Wow, what an achievement. I've got to meet like Russell and Lindsay and go on their podcast. I'm really lucky to have done that and try and enjoy it, because if it is over next year, at least I can look back and think, oh, I had a great year, you know? And that's what I'm trying to sort of do as well.
Absolutely. This grit and gender difference has, believe it or not, been studied in Norway. So women and men require equal amounts of grit and determination for success, according to the study. That was Norwegian University of Science and Technology. And researchers focused on three specific qualities that contribute to accomplishment: passion, grit, and positive mindset. The results showed that the same degree of grit was needed for achievement in both sexes, but that men had a significantly greater need for passion, while women are more driven by staying positive. How interesting is that? I wouldn't have guessed that. So men have to be, it's this thing I'm so interested and passionate about. Whereas a woman will be like, it's a bit shit at the moment, positive mindset, carry on forward.
Yeah.
Whereas a guy's like, it's fucking gone wrong, I'll give up, it's a load of old shit, I've lost the passion.
I think it's important to try and remain positive, but also like grip on reality. There's some days where you do think, oh my God, everything's going wrong. Everything I've done's wrong. I think positive people and watching things that make you positive, like I always say, if there's something online or on the telly that's making you feel miserable, or there is a person in your life that every time you see them drains the life out of you, or they're always a bit bitchy maybe, or they say the odd little comment like, it's all right for you, and you've probably had it, Lindsay, like, oh, were you with him, and you know, like, you get the odd little thing, the little comment, and I think maybe if it's once, okay, sometimes people have a bad day, but when it goes on, I just think they're not your friends, and if they're making you feel miserable, like, I've come away from certain women and I've gone home and really cried about it and thought about it and felt really down and now as I'm getting older, I suppose I'm in my 40s now, I start to think, well, actually, I don't really want to talk to you because you're not really nice to me. So
yeah,
I think that keeps me more positive. And I've got friends that I'll go out with and they'll be like, look, Jen, that hasn't done really well, but you know what? You're going to do it again. And isn't it really good? You're on Russell Cain's podcast this week. Think of the positives, and they make me feel better. So I try and speak to people that make me feel good and make me feel happy.
This is so weird, isn't it, Russ? Like, this is on, I hate the word journey, but I'm not like a hippie wanker. But it's like definitely what I'm going through at the minute. And like, listen, you know, and really.
You're in a shedding phase, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I am, absolutely. And it's like, and setting boundaries, like, I've never really done it before. And I'm like, I feel so amazing. I'm the happiest I've been because I'm like, no, I don't accept that. And I'm setting a boundary here. Whether you appreciate it or not, it's nothing to do with me. Like, this is what I find acceptable and not. So I think, you know, I just want positive, not fake positivity, but I just want good energy, because it does rub off, doesn't it? It does affect you, like happy or sad, it does affect you when you've got certain people around.
And it's really weird when you do well at something or you succeed in something, you really do learn who your real friends are, and the swipes come out or the digs. And I don't understand it, but there's this whole thing like, oh, let's all be positive and praise each other up. But I don't actually believe that, if I'm being totally honest. I do think, especially women, and I do think this is different for men and women, I think men much less, but I do think women, it is a deep down jealousy thing when they, if you've done nothing to them and then they talk badly about you, there's no other thing it can be. If you've never done anything to that person or been unkind, whereas women do like to talk about it, whereas I don't think men really do that. Like, you wouldn't hear a bloke at the pub going, oh my God, have you seen what she's doing on Insta? Like, yeah. If you walked up now, so if Russell and Adam were standing there, Adam's my husband, he'd be like, yeah, did you watch the footy last night then, mate? I wouldn't walk off and Russell go, oh my God, why is Gemma wearing that lipstick? Like, it just wouldn't happen, would it? It just wouldn't happen. Men and women are so different. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't get the Real House Men of Essex because they wouldn't bitch about anything. They'd just sit there all day going, yeah, it's all right, mate. Yeah, you're doing all right. Yeah, great. Yeah. They don't talk about nothing.
I'd watch the shit out of that 5-minute episode.
So
let's dive off the top board then into sexism. Because we're talking about how women can be bitchy, but what about the problems men cause? Now, we're all talking from a self-employed, like, plan a field, but 99% of people listening to this will be in an office. And there is definitely a thing where if you get a woman that's really full of grit and determination in the office, it'll be perceived a different way than if a man's doing it. It could be perceived as naggy or problematic, or, I mean, Davina McCall, we're friends with, describes herself as an annoying mosquito. She sort of gets in there first. Whereas when you work with a guy who's got grit and never gives up, it can be perceived as like masculine and heroic. There is a sexism around this, isn't there, in the workplace?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like the woman's seen as bossy, bitchy, or, you know, like if they know what they want and they say it. It's like I had someone that I knew back in the day and I was like, I've tried businesses over the years, and the person said to me like, oh, you know, I admire you. You always want more, you know, and she was quite having a bit of a dig, a bitch, but it's not that I want more. I'm just ambitious for myself. I want more, not material stuff. I just want ambition for myself and my career. But if it's Russell, it's like, oh, he's so ambitious and powerful and strong. And, you know, so it's complete, we're seeing completely different.
Exactly.
And I bet you get it like all the time, considering you've started something from complete scratch.
Yeah, because loads of people say to me, what does your husband do? And I say, oh, he's a stay-at-home dad. And they go, yeah, but what does he do? And I'm going to be honest, if this was the other way around, and Adam had got a career and he was on like going on Lorraine, and then after that he was on a podcast and things like that, no one would say to Adam, but what does Gemma do? And if he went, oh, she's a starting mum, they wouldn't go, yeah, but what does she do? Like, I'm like, cleans the house, helps me, does my invoices, picks the kids up, sorts everything out. That's what he does. Like, works extremely hard and like so hard. Like, he's up with me, like he might be holding the camera because I'm trying to film something, or, but it is definitely more looked like, oh, but I'm like, why does that matter? Like, I need somebody at home to have the children all the time because I am out a lot now. And like, it, as you say, this would be, my Brody comes out of school roundabout now. So it'd be like, oh, sorry, I've got to leave this. And I've got to go and get Brody. So you need the two of us. Like, we work to what suits us. And I say to everyone, everything in your life should be what's right for your family and what suits you. It doesn't mean it's right for another family, what I do, but it doesn't mean I'm wrong and they're right. There is definitely a judgment on men and women's roles.
That's the end of part one. We're going to take a quick break there.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.